Oh, God.
You already know. Episode 48, baby. Four off a full year.
Oh, yeah, 50. We're literally 4 weeks off a full year. You know what would be amazing if we did something really special for a full year?
That would be crazy. What date is that going to be? It's going to be like middle of October.
Middle? Yeah, by the way, that doesn't work. I swear we started it in November.
No, it's going to be end of October. We'll be our 100%
complete. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full year done. Full year done.
But it is November is when we actually started this, I think.
Listen.
Anyways.
If you do the maths, it all works out.
Okay, and anyways, appreciate the love, guys. I can't believe it's actually going to be a year. That's wild.
That's some crazy shit.
That is some crazy shit. What you been up to? What you done the last week,
bro? 1 year. I've been busy as a bee.
Fuck off, bro.
I tell you what, I did an interview today.
Yeah.
For a new cameraman / editor. So, you know, like what you've got, but for me. Who's a decent bloke?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get the job.
Maybe.
He's watching this.
Find out on the next episode to find out who got the job.
That's why I haven't uploaded on my main channel. This guy's going to come in and we're just going to absolutely blitz it.
Yeah.
One video a week.
Every week. No excuses.
Yeah. I want him hustling. I want him grinding. We we work under the regulations at Chip Industries.
Yeah, under the UK law.
Yep.
Speaking of sweatshops, we've got hoodies on, lad.
Oi! It's out.
Guys.
What is out? I don't even know.
It is out on the 1st of October, literally.
Wow.
So you guys will be listening to this podcast. You might be listening to this podcast on the day it comes out, which would be the Tuesday. So literally in 4 days' time, on the Friday, it's getting dropped, guys.
Yeah,
the fellas merch.
Fellas with a little roses.
Yeah.
You already know, a couple of roses. And the back has a sick print on it. We'll bring it on screen.
And I'll
if you want to stand up.
Can you read out? So we've gone for like a world tour type vibe,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
We're manifesting because we obviously want to do a Fellas World Tour at some point.
It's already happened.
But Chip, go on. I'll spin around. And if you just want to rattle off all the different, in quotation,
you're moving like an old fella right now, boy.
I'm like that.
Boy. That, okay. Well, they can't see it.
Yeah,
okay.
They can. On the back of, on my camera there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. So we got on the first. I don't know what month it is, but it just says the first. We got Pork City.
Pork City,
third.
Wow, what a venue.
On the third, we are going to Fraud Watch.
Yeah.
Iconic places, these. On the fourth, Sambuca Alarm. On the fifth, Fact or Cap, which hasn't been seen in a while. Wow.
It's gone MIA.
Seventh, Toxic Relationships. We've had a couple of those.
We stand those.
Yeah,
on
we
this
stand
podcast.
Those. On the eighth, Meat Scepter. Wow, I ain't heard that one in a minute. Oh, that was a classic. That was from the beginning, early days.
The OGs know that
on
one.
On the tenth, a bit of homage to our least favorite employee, BTS Alex. He's been
the mysterious BTS.
Yeah,
Alex.
Nobody knows what he looks like. You guys probably don't want to know what he looks like. On the 12th, we have Man versus Gorilla. If you remember that topic, then you know how that one went.
Well, bro, okay, I'm not gonna get too heated.
It should be Man versus Horse. 16th, where is Rota Shaw? Where is Rota Shaw?
Mate, every single comment on our entire podcast is, when's Red Sean? When's Red Sean?
Could be very soon. Who
Fuck
knows?
Off.
It's never going to happen, is it? On the 17th, Keep the Lights On. Great venue. Well, you guys do that for us. You've kept the lights on. On the 19th, Chip's Uncle?
Chip's...
who made this?
Chip's Uncle got a shout
who
on this.
This.
Everyone knows about Chip's Dodgy Uncle.
Chip's
so.
Dodgy Uncle. Yeah, look, he used to buy me memory cards for my PS1. On the 21st, Steel Beatles. Carl's iconic rock band all the way from the noughties. On the 22nd, just some straight facts. Best pod in the world. That's true. And on the 25th, Ick City. For all the girls out there that love a couple
giving
of
us the outrageous icks. Is that it, Chip?
That's it. The Fellas World Tour available. The link is in the description. It's out on the 1st of October. The site will be there.
The site will be there. Please save your pocket money. Go and ask your mum for an extra 50p to buy one of
these.
Yeah,
we think we're going to... What are we going for?
I think it was like £35 or something like that. We're keeping it humble.
I was pushing for 85, you know, designer pieces, because realistically,
we need money.
Yeah, we need money. but 35 quid. I think that's pretty decent.
It is. I'm not going to lie. I've seen certain YouTubers charge £60+ for their hoodies and their dog water.
Really?
They're really poor quality. These, comfy, nice. One thing I would say, guys.
We went through many samples to do this.
Mate, so many samples. Not only that, but just a quick sizing thing for you guys. If you're wondering what me and Chip are wearing right now, Chip's wearing a large. I'm wearing a large. Personally, though, I think.
You should be wearing an extra large.
I should be wearing an extra large.
And yeah, if you're around 5'11", 6', go for the large. Anything, maybe anything under 5'10", maybe a medium. Depends. depends how you want it to fit, but I like a little oversized, so I've gone
so
for the
you've
large.
Gone for the large, and I like oversized as well, so I'm going to go for an XL, but this fits me just fine, but it's not the oversized fit that I want.
And this
so.
Is just the beginning of the line, and I think also we should probably announce that it's only going to be available for one week only, so starting from the 1st to the 7th, yes, you can only get it for that week only.
So a lot of people will do like a limited number, but what I've noticed with that is sometimes that even like the people that really want to support can't buy it because they can't do it in time. So instead we thought, right, well, the guys that really want to support and stuff, they're gonna be the ones that buy it in the first
demand,
week.
The
anyways.
Demand is hot.
It is.
Before we go on to sell 5,
imagine we sell 5, and it's just my mum and my extended family. Supporting the fellas.
If you see a couple come in from some Indian IP, maybe it's me on VPN Express.
Surely your dodgy uncle's gonna bag himself a few. He's got a shout out on the back of it.
You know what? He probably is going round to all his mates in the carpenter's house. That's me on that, Chips Uncle.
Mate, why are you on the back of their podcast? Oh, don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Don't ask questions.
Nothing.
I wanted to talk about, now that we've plugged our merchandise and we need you guys to keep the lights on, so please do go ahead and get that October 1st website, link down below. But I wanted to talk about something that I saw, and I went on to, it was mainly when I went to these festivals, okay? Every girl is wearing that same...
Is it the blue one?
Dress.
The blue dress.
No, well, there's different versions of it, right? And I've been informed by a reliable source that this is a PLT special.
Is it the one where it's like wavy? There's an orange one and a blue one.
Yes.
Seen it.
There's an orange one and a blue one. And I've seen a green one. There's a green variation
as
well.
It's a nice dress, though. I can't cap. I think it's quite nice.
It's nice, but when every girl is wearing it,
Why is that? Is it at the top of the? Is it on the main page of PLT, or is it just been like it's snowball? One girl seeing another girl wearing it, and gone. Oh, queen, you look paying. I'm gonna cop that.
Well, that's it. Surely they look at everyone and they go, well, everyone's wearing this. I'm not gonna wear it. It's sort of like the jean short craze of 2015. Do you remember when jean shorts? I can't cap, bro. I was rocking a couple shorts.
I've got a couple pairs, man. I won't even lie.
Bro, we used to rock those jean shorts.
We looked like arseholes.
We looked like we hadn't seen a pair of tits.
Bro,
with
my little cheese-string legs as well, shit was not good.
Do you know what's crazy is the fact that you were capable of shagging and porking birds in jean shorts.
Put
it this way, the fact that me and Chip were capable of porking in jean shorts,
I wasn't doing anything, porking, bro.
It means that anything you guys set your mind to, you can do.
I wasn't porking no one in my jort days.
No, I were,
swear,
Chip.
I swear to God, women wouldn't touch me with a stick.
Nah, they would, Chip. I remember you used to come back like, I've just dogged 4 girls around the back of Asda.
Oh, Asda is a spot, by the way. If you had to,
for shopping or for porking?
What's your favorite supermarket?
This says a lot about someone. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. It's Tesco.
I like that. Tesco. That shows the humble in you. Because I know what Pete's like, and he's a bougie motherfucker.
Pete.
Yeah.
My dad, Pete.
Yeah. Catch him at Waitrose and all that.
Well, that's the thing. So I like a Waitrose, and I appreciate Waitrose. And look, I'll be honest, the Tory in me gravitates towards Waitrose, but it says a lot about someone, about what their genuine favorite one. I think Tesco is the best quality to value. Does that make sense? Value for quality.
I get what you're saying. For me, it's Asda, but that's just because I grew up next to the Asda. So.
But it's weird. I can almost look at people and tell what their favorite supermarket is. I look at you and I think Asda.
Thank you, brother.
Right?
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, no.
I feel like it isn't, though.
No, please do. Like, let's say I look at Harry, right, and I instantly get like an M&S vibe.
Bro, Harry stinks of like Ocado or something.
Ocado?
Yeah.
The delivery ones.
This guy, you know them dons that spent 100 quid on like 20 quid's worth of shopping?
Yeah,
that's
he's
Harry,
doing
I swear to God.
Who else would you got? Theo. What is Theo's supermarket?
Theo.
I've got you.
Listen. Yeah. Okay. Should we try and say it at the same time? Because I've got one in my mind.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1,
Sainsbury's.
Iceland.
Iceland,
oh,
what
I said
the fuck,
Iceland, bro?
He's from Seaford.
No, I know, but bro, he just.
Donny's got
like
a little bit
Iceland.
Of cash, man.
Really?
Sainsbury's is like the expensive one, out of, like as the Tesco, but it's in that category.
Where are you putting Sainsbury's?
I would put Sainsbury's. I don't like Sainsbury's.
You got M&S and Waitrose. They're top.
Yeah, Sainsbury's is in the category with Asda, Tesco, or Morrison's, but it's the most expensive out of those.
Bro, Morrison's is not getting in my category.
Morrison's is elite, bro.
Morrison's
used to go there. Oh, I used to go there, buy the chicken wings, the hot ones, and just eat them before I even got out of the shop. But I did pay. But to scan the empty
bag. I did pay. Oh, okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I've abided by the rules.
Yeah. Right, you put Morrison's. All right, and then what you put, let's say there's three tiers. Top tier, we got Waitrose, M&S. Yeah? Middle tier, we've got Tesco, Asda, Sainsbury's.
Is this I'm in hesitant- terms of quality?
No, this is just in quote of like elite, like how sick.
How bougie
like,
it is.
How bougie, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then, okay, and then what, you want to put Morrison's in there? Morrison's is a stretch.
I've got a couple I'm going to bring into the bottom tier here. Let me start rolling them off. Yeah. Okay, coming in, Netto.
Netto?
If you don't know, come on, bro.
Bro, I've never heard of Netto.
Netto, BTS Arts nodding his head, Home Bargains. Bro, you.
Bro, what about Anissa Local?
I came up from the poverty favelas. I'm in Oldham. It's favelas left and right, chief.
Oldham. I tell you who was in Oldham recently, and this came up on my TikTok page. Tobe Jizzle. I don't know what he was doing in Oldham, but he was 10 toes down in Oldham.
Why?
I needed to text him to be like, bro, why? What the fuck are you doing in Oldham?
What the fuck? That is very strange.
What else are you putting in? You got Iceland.
I think this is a little bit above, but I was going to say Lidl.
Lidl.
But
what
Lidl
about
ain't
Aldi?
Too...
Aldi's in there.
Isn't Aldi massive, though? Isn't Aldi like the German dog?
Yeah. But it, mate, it's like, you know when you go into places and they don't, like, you go to buy yourself a Coke and they don't do Coke, they do Cola.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's a bottom tier one.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think there's no more. Is there any more? There any more?
No, I can't think of any in particular just off the top of my head.
We said Iceland. You got, that's it. But like,
okay, talk to me about fast food quickly.
Okay, yeah, I'm a rail. Rank me a fast food. Gotta come in it. Are we talking about American ones that we've been to as well, or are we just doing UK?
No, just UK ones.
All right, straight off the bat in the UK, I'm not even gonna disrespect
them.
It's a classic. It's been around since the dawn of time. It has to just... And even if you don't like it all the time, it's got to be McDonald's.
But McDonald's is a top tier fast food. It has to be
number one.
Okay.
Price, you know, you have it when you're hungover. It always tastes good for the most part. And if you get a hot meal...
if you get it the way it was supposed to be, you are
having a good time.
Okay.
Plus, McDonald's Monopoly. Like that.
Okay, well, who else is in that upper category?
Then... Oh, I don't know. I might be listing them off on the complete own, you know. They're in another
really?
Belt.
Okay.
But I'm going to follow it up with KFC.
Has to be, bro. KFC is definitely number two.
Same shit. Good price. I know who's at the fucking bottom for me. You might not agree, but Burger King reek of piss.
Burger King is horrific.
It's so shit.
It's
so
bad.
Awful.
Gibby used to tell me that one of their burgers was amazing.
None of them are, bro.
But I can't remember which one.
It's all cap. But I tell you what I did have the other day. Some Burger King chicken nuggets in the airport with you. And they were decent. I was eating them on the plane with a cheese sauce.
Oh, my.
They actually weren't awful.
I want to talk about this. Seriously, I want to talk about this, right? In the UK, we all know what you get from your Burger King, your KFC, your McDonald's, right? But when you go abroad, everything, the menu's completely different. We went to Burger King in Ibiza. They had cheesy chips.
Yeah.
I said, if they brought these cheesy chips to the UK, Burger King will be back in the mixer.
Maybe they do have it though.
I came back and I looked, bro. Because I came back and I said, I need that. It was one of the best things I've ever eaten from a fast food place at Burger King, Ibiza Airport. If you're ever in Ibiza, go to the airport, get yourself the cheesy chips.
The thing is, Burger King is so bad. Like, even in the UK, I don't know what is on the menu. No. I don't know what I got. Am I getting a, is it a Whopper?
Yeah.
You want a little Whopper. Big Whopper. That's Big Mac.
Oh yeah.
Double Whopper. Or is it a Whopper? That's how I.
This is poor from them, man.
Yeah. Five Guys, but that's so expensive. I'm not sure if you really can.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Five Guys is expensive. It's great. It's the same with Shake Shack. I put them together.
It's like £20 for a meal. Like decent. £20 at Five Guys.
Yeah.
What other ones are there? What other fast food?
Subway. Where's Subway going for you?
It's going above Burger King.
For me, Subway's a medium tier, bro. Like, I feel like it hits a certain spot. Sometimes I'm just craving.
It depends if I need a sandwich. If I need a little BLT, yeah, that's the spot.
They used
good
to
cookies
do,
too.
Yes, especially if you get it fresh off the cookie.
What else we got? See, like, in America, they have so many. They got Wendy's, In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
On top of all our
Popeyes.
Ones.
Popeyes.
Popeyes. Like, they got Popeyes chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had that one. Chick-fil-A, absolutely unbelievable.
Banging. Yeah, that's the thing. The US just got
Wendy's.
Options, but look at them. They're all fat.
We've
man.
Got a Wendy's now. The first Wendy's is in Reading. And apparently,
I heard about this.
Yeah, I walked past it. I haven't been. I've walked past it. And it's busy.
If you guys ever get the chance to go to Wendy's, whether it be the one in Reading or the US, get something called the Baconator. I swear to God, I don't like bacon from fast food places,
that,
personally.
That sounds like diabetes.
Yeah, no, it borderline is.
Yeah.
But the Baconator is this crispy bacon they put on the burger. I swear to God, Chip, I'm actually getting thirsty. Just thirsty, hungry, thinking
Yo,
about it.
Yo, I'm hungry now.
Fuck.
We shouldn't have done this.
We should not have done this at all.
Yeah, but we don't have fast food. I've noticed that. We actually have a limited selection.
Yeah. Do you know what we have too much of? Pret. Pret is every other block.
Don't start talking about this shit all. I hate Pret.
Really?
Bro, it's just full of salad.
I don't mind
everywhere.
I don't mind it, but constant. There's just so many.
Like, come on, throw me a little... Here. Throw me some chicken nuggets or something.
Right, so now we're talking like in terms of like the cafe. So you got Pret. I think Pret and Starbucks are at the top, right?
For me, I like Starbucks. Yeah. That new little vegan Beyond Meat burger. Is good that stuff, Starbucks. That's a free bossing. Brand deal, I'm sorry.
That's bossing.
Yeah.
Okay, below that, I want to go... with a Costa. Costa.
I don't really get food from there.
Yeah, but it's okay. But do you want to know what comes at like bottom tier dog water?
Is it not Cafe Nero, is it?
Cafe Nero. Cafe Nero is a dog water place to go get munch.
Or Bean Cafe.
Bean Cafe. Oh my God. That's a train station special. I've only ever seen them in train stations. I swear to God.
Yes, it's a train station special.
It is only ever existed in train stations.
Oh man, I fucking love that shit. Oh,
anyways, there's our ranking. Guys, we got a. Please let us know whether it be on Instagram or YouTube comments. Where are you guys rating?
Is it Cafe Bean?
Cafe Bean. Like, who has thought there and gone, let's call it Cafe Bean? Is it Wild Bean? Oh, it might actually be Wild Bean. That's an experience bean.
The craziest thing is, right, we're laughing at it, but that cafe has made someone a millionaire. Someone's walking around going to bougie clubs and all that. Bird's coming up to him. What do you do? I own Wild Bean Cafe. Yeah. You've been Paddington? Yeah. That's me.
You know that cafe on the side that serves a fucking diarrhea mixed with milk?
You ever paid
£4
for a pepperami? That was us.
You ever shagged on a train?
No.
You not hear about the people, they just go into the toilets there and just get to
work. I can't imagine it would be doable. The train toilets are quite big.
Porking on a train. Yeah, and I've seen it. I've seen two people come out of there before, and you make the awkward eye contact, but you know what's happened. What if it's not called the Mile High Club? What's it called? What's the train club called?
Oh, I don't know, man. Fucking
Railed Club.
Railed Club. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Railed Club. You join the Railed Club. I want to
sorry, lads. Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone watching and having to listen to that.
The Railed Club. Yo, let us know in Instagram DMs if you've joined the Railed Club and how that went. Let me know your experiences on the Railed Club. I personally haven't done it.
God, burping.
You ever do the thing where you pretend to be asleep when they come and ask for your ticket?
No, but I saw a video of these guys doing it the other day and she's just poking them and they're just there like...
Yeah, you just got to pretend to be asleep.
Shit, man. No, I just burped the L and move.
Really?
These days,
you're sat in first class.
These days, I'll just pay for the upgrade. You know, the lights are on.
But when times are tough.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I was on a train the other day, and I just did sit in.
What,
first.
You were moving in the peasant wagons like that? You were rubbing shoulders with.
Well,
it
was only a 20.
The norm.
It was only a 22-minute train. So I booked a normal ticket. But it was so busy. It's so busy that I was like, right, I'll have to sit in first class. There was no seat.
Of course, Chip couldn't sit in a normal class.
People were standing up, which is fucking nuts. If you buy a ticket for a train, you should be able to sit down. So whatever's going on.
I think it's criminal that they do
that. I think it's mental.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got.
Imagine buying a plane ticket and someone's got to lay in the aisle.
Bro, there's people sat on the floor. Like, people sat in between other people's legs and shit. I'm like, this is nuts. But anyway, I'm going to sit in first class. Nobody's asked for my ticket.
Yeah.
But...
You just bumped a free first class journey?
Yeah, I bumped them. Listen, they were trying to bump me with no seat.
Yeah, I genuinely think that's...
Is that because, like, trains are privatized and they just fuck about with the
bastards.
Shit,
that's why, bro. It's really bad as
well. Why would you... Oh, yeah, it's like overselling the train.
Yeah.
Doesn't that happen on planes with it? But you won't stand up. You just won't get on.
Yeah, well, they say, can we put you on a later flight? We'll give you 200 quid
like
if you
go on. They do overbook planes. Yeah.
Well, they should do the same with trains. They should be like,
not let you on.
You can let them on. Yo, you can sit. You can go on this, but we have overbooked this. We'll give you 50 quid back on your ticket or whatever. Or you can wait till the next one and we'll give you 200 quid because we overbooked you. But they're never going to do that because they're bastards.
It's true. It's not Virgin Trains anymore, is it? I haven't been on a Virgin Train. I swear they don't exist.
Really?
Yeah, it's something else. Alex, what is it? I swear it's not Virgin Trains anymore. But every time I get on a train now, there's not Virgin Trains. It's the same one, but rebranded or whatever.
What, Richard Branson? Been bought out. Like Richard Branson decided to pivot into space.
I think so. Alex doing a fact check, or is he just scrolling through his bird's Insta?
Let's have a look.
He's watching his missus.
What do you think about girlfriends liking other guys' photos?
See, it's not allowed for us to do that. That's completely
for guys to like but, other girls.
But, yeah,
stuff.
That's completely unallowed, what? Isn't it? But girls are allowed to do that.
Yeah,
and then they'll be like, "Oh, it's my mate."
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah,
I think usually the double standard's the other way around.
If it's my friend, I'll just still like the picture. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, it is what it
like,
is.
If it's a girl that is a friend, like, I'm just.
What if the friend? Not what if like the friend picture? Is on a holiday photo and she's in her swim stuff, bikini photo?
I would probably avoid liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because.
I think it is stupid. Yeah, like I understand it, but I personally think it's stupid, especially if it's a friend. If it's a random person, I understand that. Like, there's no real need to like it. But if it's your friend on holiday, yeah, it's more you like you saying, to, oh, sick, yeah, you're on holiday.
But like, if you avoid stress.
You do.
You just
it's
chill,
a headache.
Just fucking leave it. Just get on with your life.
It's a headache.
Yeah, when that happens, I'll just start scrolling through a couple of Man United pics or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Relieve the stress. Yeah. Go like a few Man United pictures. Wait, did we get an update on the train situation? They've renamed it to London and North Eastern
Avanti.
Railway.
Avanti Rail. West Coast. I swear that's what it's called.
Maybe.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Well, man, fucking
Trains just stink, man.
Yeah, they do. It's stupid how much it costs.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, like, the actual... I don't mind going... Like, being on a train is fine, but the price of trains are crazy. You can honestly
still waiting
fly.
For you to put me on this Orient Express, Chief.
Oh, we spoke about that. Yeah, we looked into it afterwards. Bro, it's so expensive.
Spenny, guys. We're talking, like... We're
one
talking
night
about
was $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
One night?
For what we'd want to do as well, you're probably looking at about $3,000.
Well, I wanted to do four nights. That's ten grand.
Two trains. So you go from Paddington to what's it called? Carlisle? Is it Carlisle? I've got the name
Carlisle.
Wrong.
Carlisle? What, up north?
No, in France.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Calais.
What am I fucking on about? Sorry, guys.
Carlisle. Yeah. Carlisle, to be fair, Carlisle could look like Calais. I've never
anyway,
been to
anyway, yeah,
Carlisle.
No, you go from Paddington. My geography is... We know that. Yeah. Anyway, you go from there to there on one of the Orient Expresses, and then you get on the main one, and it goes to Venice.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, I would like that. It's just expensive.
Me and you
man.
Cutting about in Venice, bro. A couple gondolas.
What else was it? Oh, yeah, no joggers on there or something. There was a dress code.
Bro, when you you go to the restaurant, like obviously the restaurant open at 7, everyone goes for the free course. Yeah, it's black tie.
Black tie
and a train.
And that's the thing. I would want to do it for a video. No way they're letting me pull up with a DSLR, the Sony A7S.
I mean,
no
it's
way.
Possible.
Do you reckon?
I mean, I think it'd just be one of those where if they say no to that, it'll only be on the restaurant. Like, yeah. We just have to film on the phones.
You seen the clip? There's a train watcher on TikTok. And
yeah,
he has
the guy
he,
that attaches
the
GoPro to his head.
Sick, Donnie.
Yeah,
I rate that. He's someone that's super passionate about these trains, right? And as he trains like about to roll past him, he like can list everything about the train. And when he sees it, he gets so gassed about it. And he wears like a 360 cam. So you get his reaction.
Loves
and then
it.
When the train comes and he just loves it. And I was there like, I wish I was that passionate about something.
I had a friend that, like back in school. He used to be a plane watcher. He used to go to the airport and watch all planes. He knew every model, everything. Then he became like an aviation photographer, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he's trying to become a pilot, or maybe he already is. I don't know. But pretty cool that he just used to go to the pub that was.
Was he a sound guy or was he a weird bloke?
No, a sound guy.
Nah, he was weird, isn't it?
Nah.
He's saying he's an odd guy. He didn't fit in to the normal school guys.
Neither did I. I was an odd guy too, though, so I can't comment on... We were both odd.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But now we're probably both... Well, I can't even say I'm normal anymore.
But you reckon he's up for a 7 a.m. session or no?
No. I don't think so. Well, we don't do them anymore. That was
Those are long gone.
Ain't done them in months.
Years.
Yeah, years even.
Yeah, man, I've never gone plane watching. I can't imagine what the. I guess it's not exciting for people that don't give a shit.
I tell you what's fucking mental. Whilst we're still on like trains and planes, whatever.
This is the most exciting podcast
but I
ever.
I swear to God, I'll be so surprised if people are still sat here listening. I don't know how we've let this one happen. In Japan, you ever seen them where they all cram onto the trains and they got the people that work there pushing everyone into the fucking nuts.
You seen the Indian ones where these
slap guys go.
You seen that where they're slapping people as they go
hanging
past
off the fucking side of the train.
There's people on the top of the trains, Yeah, it's all nuts, bro.
Mazza, love it.
Yeah. What else been happening in your life, Chip? You got anything?
Gold karting GP tomorrow. I mean, we can talk about it because by the time this goes out, it will have gone. But we're going to a gold karting track.
Yes, we're going to a place called Buckmore, which is where Lewis Hamilton
has raced there. Yeah. It is a really good track. Some of you guys probably know it.
Yeah.
But there's, 15 of us? You got us, me and you. You got Harry, Reeve, Ethan, Will, Theo.
Mate, there's an F1 YouTuber called Arav as well. Cool guy. I met him out actually at the race in Abu Dhabi because I went to the F1 there. And he sort of, that was the first ever F1 race I went to.
Yep.
And it was with Williams, I think it was. And he sort of just talked. You know when someone turns up and they don't know fucking anything about F1? That was me. And he just explained everything to me. And there's a big YouTube scene, F1 YouTube scene.
Oh, I know. I follow a couple of the guys on YouTube trying to see the
I've been watching this one guy.
Super GT.
My fucking guy.
The fucking GOAT, man.
Bro, super love his fucking GT. I only watch the GOAT content. Yeah, does he do other ones? Does he do F1?
No, well, he plays Gran Turismo, doesn't he? I think that's why he's called... I could be completely wrong here, but Super GT, Gran Turismo.
Maybe. It would make sense.
But it also means just... different things as well, doesn't
he's
it?
Just GT? A super guy. Anyways, I watched his karting videos to try and get better.
I think
at
I butchered that, by the way. I don't. I said super guy.
He's gonna be there like super Gran Turismo. Yeah, mate, that's nailed on.
Well, we've just fucking. I've watched his Gran Turismo videos as well, anyway. But anyway, no more gassing him off. He's got to be grateful here, surely.
Maybe. And I watched his karting videos, and he did this thing where because karting's fucking expensive.
Oh,
I'm not surprised that it's just filled with rich people.
We should buy a kart and leave it at the track.
What, so just one person gets to go on it every time? It's grand for one.
It's not cheap. I think you could do it cheaper, but I think we'd want a decent one.
You'd want a good one, right?
We got to do the Club 100. If anyone's... Hey, anyone at Club 100, get us signed up.
Get us on that.
Yeah, it's expensive, though.
Yeah. But to people that don't really know much about karting, I didn't know much about karting until we recently started going a little bit. And I just... Mate, it was kind of sad, actually, a little bit. It made me sad that... It was such an expensive sport.
It is
because
hard.
I mean we're just doing rentals every time. You're paying at least £100.
Yeah, it's like
you don't want to rock up and just do a 30-minute session. What's the fucking point of traveling out? Do 30 minutes. You ideally want to do at least an hour. That's costing you £100.
It costs loads to get into go karting as a kid as well. Like,
yeah,
and if you ain't got the money, you need sponsors, which you need to be really good for.
Yeah,
and then that's why there's like pay drivers in F1. Like people just coming up from mad fucking money.
Mazepin.
Mad money. Quite a lot of them have rich parents. Stroll. A lot of them.
Although Stroll's actually quite good at racing.
His dad is also a billionaire. Like even some of the pay drivers have won like F2 championships or they come runners up or whatever.
It's sad. It made me actually sad. Yeah. And it makes me also appreciate Lewis Hamilton a lot more.
Yeah, because he actually isn't.
Because he didn't come from a super.
He was just goated and I guess he must have got sponsors or something.
Yeah. But that I remember watching like a little documentary and his dad just like worked like almost two jobs, you know, just like all of his dad's money was going towards his son's racing.
God, I love that.
And I just rated that so highly because I know there's a lot of Lewis Hamilton haters out there, you know, but I'm personally a big fan.
I'm a Max Verstappen fan, but I'm not a Lewis Hamilton hater.
All right, you want to make that?
I still do want to see Lewis Hamilton get that record.
Really?
Yeah, I just like Verstappen, you know. I think he's an arsehole, but it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
One of them like entertaining
arseholes. Yeah, and I like these aggressive driver as well, which does cause a lot of crashes, but
I'm up for that.
Yeah, I'm there.
Entertaining.
Yeah, he don't back out of a corner.
No, clearly.
Just costing.
But yeah, so we got that. We got a bunch of the boys. We're doing, so it's like a practice, a qualifying, and then the race.
Yeah, it's like over an hour of race tomorrow. It's going to be sweaty.
We'll let you guys know how
I've got
it
my little back
down.
Protector. There will be no lumps on my back, fella.
It's been so funny. So we've recently been doing it, okay, and we never... We invited Ethan, but Ethan never actually wanted to come for whatever reason. He just never really came along. And then one time he was like, oh, I've got nothing going on. I'll come down and join you guys. And he came down and he started setting some seriously good times.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he? Literally. I wasn't there, but I swear I saw he was doing good times.
Yeah, he was with us. And yeah, it was good. And then a couple things, literally later that night, it came out that he'd actually karted there as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So
Donnie Podesta had a little Schumacher jacket and everything.
Yeah. And then today, he's just put in the group chat, Donnie's rocking up tomorrow to the race with his own boots, gloves, like head thing. He's got the... He's kitted himself out.
He's bought the gear.
So he's going to be all the gear, no idea. And that is my motto. That's what I do. I get into something, I spend an outrageous amount of money, I do it for 2 minutes.
It's just what we do, bro.
I love it. I live for it. I did it with the bike. I did it with the F1 sim.
Bike, yeah, I remember the bike. You spent a lot on that bike.
To be fair, I did cycle from London to Brighton, so at least I got a bit of mileage.
You did get a story out of it, like a good thing. You did do something good out of it.
The other thing going on right now is Sober September. Obviously, Chip with his Copperberg, that's in the mind.
That's not even a Copperberg. That is a blackcurrant and Ribena cordial.
Can't.
It's a Copperberg. Actually, no.
I'm on the Evians, man.
No free brand deals. Got my eyes on you, Copperberg.
I'm on the Evians still. I'm 3 weeks in, bro. Can you believe this? But do you know what?
Okay,
I'm going to be 100% with everyone here. I don't feel any better. I don't feel
enlightened.
I honestly expected myself to feel really fresh, lots of energy.
I bet
the
your
time.
Insides are for the better though at the moment.
Probably, but it's just I just was convinced
that you were gonna feel like way better. Maybe you
like
need
like I would be levitating.
Maybe
and
a couple more. Yeah, what? Hearing that hummingbird from a thousand miles away,
bro. I've been a little bit disappointed. I'm 3 weeks in, and I just don't think the last week is going to be that game changer. Maybe I need to do it for longer. I don't know, but
you want to really feel some of that? Do No Nut November? We're coming up.
No Nut.
But I'm talking do a real No Nut, so the missus don't get nothing.
No Nut for
I
the missus.
I swear it will. Bro. That now that then you will actually feel some of that.
Would you actually do? How much did that change your life?
It didn't really change my life, but it was definitely like definitely was seeing effects from it. Like it felt way better. Yeah.
See,
I think a lot of people. There's a lot of good testimonies from that as well, though. To be fair,
yeah, there is. There's a lot of YouTube content around No Nut November.
Yeah, there is.
I remember that was it. That's what makes me think maybe we did start this podcast at the end of October, because I remember our first few episodes, all we talked about was No Nut November.
Yeah, it was actually.
Bro, I can't believe how long it is.
Yeah, are we gonna do it again, guys? We got to do it again, I reckon.
BTS Alex, do you want to participate in No Nut November?
Yeah.
He said sure.
There was a lot of people that failed last year, and if you are one of them, now is redemption.
This is your redemption, man.
This year is the year.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can.
It's bad juju if you don't do it as well. That means your Premier League club will get relegated.
Relegated. Here's something new, Chip. And me and Chip might actually be off to the US. We can't really say why, but supposedly they're reinstating travel for UK people to go back
to
the US.
Joe Biden.
Is that his name? Joe Biden. Yeah, it is Joe Biden, isn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah. Joe, shout out you. For finally fucking pulling your
was
finger out
was it
your
him
eyes.
Though? I swear he doesn't know what's going on half the time.
I swear there's like clips of him just like, he's clueless, that bloke, isn't he?
He's a puppet.
He's a puppet. A puppet of the real.
To the higher power. The new
the
world
Rothschilds.
Order.
Yeah. But they're bringing that back, and me and Chip are hopefully going to be out in the US for at least a little bit. We might go on holiday before that.
And we might do a podcast out there.
We do. We want to do a podcast in the US, so we're going to bring all of this stuff out there.
It ain't going in my suitcase, bro.
Bro, it ain't going in my suitcase.
And we're not taking him.
Hey, there's no way BTS Alex is traveling with me. I think I'd chuck him out the fucking plane. I think it would get to that point. Where should we go in the US?
I want to go to Texas.
Texas. Have you ever been?
Nope. I've only been to a couple of states, man.
What states have you been to? California,
obviously,
New
California,
York.
New York, and I genuinely think that might be it.
Oh, Florida, Miami.
Oh yes, of course. So three states. Then that's it. And I ain't been Canada.
Texas is wild.
I didn't go to Hawaii. Didn't go to. I haven't been to Mexico. Anything like that?
Well, Mexico's not in the US, so that's okay.
No, but I did. I know.
Is a howl of that.
No, no, but I wasn't saying like it was a state. I was just saying like I haven't been to any of those surrounding areas.
I know.
Well,
I
said Canada though. You didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I let that one slide. Yo, Vic just jetted off to Canada like it was nobody's business. He's just with his rich friends. Have you seen that? He just got really rich friends.
No, they're just with their rich friend.
Yeah, Vic.
They got that money, that new gaff.
Bro, they live out in.
Someone sent me a DM the other day of a £6.5 million yacht and said, send this to Vic.
Please, man. Please, Vic. Just cop the yacht. Although the thing is, where are you going to park it up? Thames. Park it on the Thames. Where is he actually going to park this thing? Leave it in Monaco?
I don't know. Dover?
Let's do the English Channel crossing with Vic Star.
Yeah. We should swim the channel.
I'm not quite sure. Have you seen the guy that swam round the whole of the UK?
That's cap.
I swear to God, that's not cap, bro. A guy actually did it.
What, without stopping?
Did he?
Kyle, of course you stopped, bro.
Yeah.
The fact that you even had to sit there and think for one set.
Do you know what? That makes the feat a lot less impressive.
Yo, it costs bread to swim the channel, by the way. I think I was looking at it the other day. It costs a bit of money. Can I get a fact check on this? So you have to have a boat with you.
Yeah.
For a start. Obviously, just in case.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain you have to pay for a couple of things, and it isn't.
I mean, I guess you got to, like, there's boats that go through it, right? So you got to be like, yo, like, what if there's a big tanker coming and you ain't swimming fast enough?
I feel,
this tanker.
I feel like you would. Yeah. Oh yeah, because it's shipping route. Yeah. How much is it to?
£2,750
just for swimming.
To swim it.
Yeah. That's what's where's where are the prices for that? Why does that cost that much?
The large.
Oh.
Okay, so yeah, the main money goes towards an actual boat just monitoring you and making sure you're okay.
So it's the boat. Yeah, but
on the topic of boats, Vigil. I know you ain't watched it, but I got to
talk
to my people.
Watched episode one, and it is good. I just forgot to watch some more.
Really? Well,
I've been watching Sex Education, that's why.
Oh, really? I'll talk to you about that in a sec. To all my Vigil watchers out there, if you haven't started watching it, watch it. To all my Vigil watchers out there, how good is it right now? Like, let me tell you, bro, this
submarine, how many episodes are out now then?
I think like 4 or 5, maybe 5.
I need to get into it.
It's
I did
so
like episode
good.
One. It was
it's,
good.
It's
it
literally
good.
Amazing. Sex Education's out. Otis.
He fumbled it, bro.
What is that mustache?
But we shouldn't say too much, actually, because spoilers. I will say is,
if you didn't watch episode one now, then...
There's a lot of talk of that Ruby girl online, which is called Mimi Keen.
Yeah, yeah. Why is there loads of talk about her, Jip?
Because everyone thinks she's paying.
Oh, what do you think she's paying?
I will not shy away from the beauty of a human.
Okay.
Whether that be a male or a female or non-binary or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
You're paying. You're paying her than she is.
I'm paying her than Ruby, whatever her name,
Mimi Keen free on Instagram.
Bro, you know what's crazy,
I
right?
I saw Memeless tweeting her, that's why.
What? He tweeted her?
Yeah, he's tweeting about
it. What did he tweet her?
What was it? It was like, it'd be really nice if you go for dinner or something.
Oh, really? So this is how nuts a show can blow you up. I saw that someone did a comparison on Twitter. Her, if you even look like 3 months ago, she was doing like 40K likes on a post. Her latest one, 800K.
Yeah, no, I think it's on a mill. I saw which one you're talking about.
Now?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh,
it's
my
mill,
God.
Yeah, no,
she's
that's mental.
It.
Well, it's because she actually has a good character in the show as well. She like good development.
Role.
Like, yeah, it's good development. So, yeah.
There's so much sex. And I know that sounds stupid because it's Sex Education, but there's so much of it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, like that whole
Hella
thing,
sex.
Right? Yeah. Right. So the whole thing where they're always like people are constantly shagging in those like toilets, dodgy
the
toilets,
stalls.
The stalls. Does that happen in real schools?
No way. In my school, bro, kissing another girl was like, yo,
yeah,
he's lipsing her on
these.
The couch. What the fuck?
Well, you got couches?
Common room. You don't have a common room?
Jeez, you lot were moving different. Common room.
Yeah, common room. You have that little microwave in the corner. Little toaster, you put the toast in, butter your toast.
Bro, I don't know where you're from, Gretna Green or something, but that's different.
Anyways, or like, okay, whatever, the bench then, out in Oldham's Park. Yeah, you just see like, that was a big deal. Everyone's porking like
a place called
time.
The Brook, and all the girls and all the like popular girls and popular guys would go and shag there.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a forest.
You ever pork in there?
No,
Say on Jeezy.
On Jeezy, bro, look at me. Look at me now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now.
Now you're porking out,
different,
out in the forest.
Yeah. But back then.
No way.
Not a
not
chance.
Not in the jorts.
Bro, I was at home. Yeah? Yeah. I was busy saving all my pocket money to buy Monster cans, which offer double XP on Modern Warfare 2. Yeah. I weren't banging in the bro.
Yeah.
Okay. But what I was doing was prestiging while these motherfuckers were sleeping. Yeah?
With women.
You've only just reached Lieutenant Colonel. I'm second prestige, like on day one, day
whole
two.
Whole room
like,
just filled with Monster cans with like the thing peeled off.
Hot noodles, everything. It was mental.
Yo, the craziest thing came out today, right? I swear to God. Arguably one of the most poverty thing I've ever heard, right, is we've got a new employee here at the fellas studios, And he told me, yeah, he has something called a pot noodle sandwich.
Oh, yeah. But I reckon bare people know about it because I've heard about this before.
I've never heard about this. And this sounds like next level poverty.
Yo, uni, you got
to
do what
you got to do. Okay, to people that don't know what it is, I had to ask and I needed it explained to me. What happens is you don't put that much water in it. You just put a little bit in there so that it soggies it up a little bit, but not to the point where it's like a runny soup, yeah? Mm-hmm. Just there. And then you take the noodles out and you put it in bread. That, you know, that's disgusting.
Yeah, but it sounds peng though, in my opinion.
No, it doesn't, yes. Chip.
I reckon we gotta try it, man. It's not as bad as my beans and rice.
Guys, let us know on Instagram DMs, what is your poverty food? Like, what is that one thing that you make that you know is just like, this is bottom tier. When I'm on the bread line, this is what I'm making.
What is that? I used to buy some shit back in my uni days, bro.
Really? Make some mad shit. You ever just have plain pasta? I swear to God, I made that a couple of times.
You used to have pasta pots for like 80p. And you just whack them in. Like a pot noodle, but pasta.
I would buy the big bags of pasta. And I swear, I just used to make that and I just put it in a bowl. Plain pasta.
No, I've been having at the moment. Noodle soup. It's like super good noodles, but it's like some Chinese one, mm-hmm. And you whack it in the bowl, and it actually comes with seasoning oil. So you turn the water from the kettle into like noodle soup. It is peng. It is very peng. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what other sort of crazy things people are gonna send us. And by the way, guys, if you could let us know what you have, but I want pictures of it.
Yeah.
Don't just send it in and be like, I do this, because that could just be cap. I'm trying to see what you make.
I think I'm going to try and make my first Wagyu steak soon. Like, I'm going to go to that shop where you bought yours, like, mm-hmm. Whatever it was, 50, 100 quid. Or, what it's was spending. It? 50, 200?
Yeah.
So much stupid.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's
but you get like a full Wagyu block.
Yeah.
But I know it's hard to cook, but I'm just going to try and remember what fucking Mr. Zagati taught us.
Mr. Z.
He was a goat.
A legend.
Oh, but I'll be DMing him like, bro, I've got it.
Bro, I'm halfway through, I'm fucked. This thing does not look like it's going down well. Yeah, that's a bougie steak, that.
I bought a new pan as well, like a grill one. So now my steaks will have like a grill look.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just wired up the levels of it. I used HelloFresh recently as well, guys. If you don't know what that is, it's like...
Then it doesn't matter because we don't plug that shit.
Now I use this company where they deliver all the ingredients for you. God, too many free brand deals today. Nah, that was decent though.
Really?
Yeah, have you used it?
I've never used it.
They just all the ingredients that you need come in this one packet, and it comes with a sheet of
I've
paper.
Heard of it. Yeah, I've heard it's good.
It's a good date night idea.
Really?
I'll tell you what I'm doing this weekend. A little date night idea for you. You've probably already done this, to be fair.
Pork 'em.
No. I don't do that. I'm a Christian man.
As I can see.
Yeah. Listen, I'm Christian Muslim on the weekends. It's a little remix, family remix. Okay, so it's like a paintball, like a canvas, but it's like one on one side, one on the other. And then when you're done, you should both show what you painted. Like a paint night.
But what are you just filling in the colors?
No, you are painting your own thing. You got to do up a little thing, and who can pull out a little masterpiece.
Oh, you mean, it's one of the, with an easel. And then one's on one side and one's on the other side, and you're just painting and you turn around.
Yeah.
Why don't you paint the other person?
Oh, that would be awful. But yeah, that's a sick idea.
You should do that.
Yeah.
Paint the other person.
You either both paint the other person or you both paint the same thing.
Here's something that trended over lockdown was girls, what they were sending to their boyfriend was they would get this big canvas. They would sit in like paint with their like naked, sit in paint and put their hands in there as well. And then they would go and sit on this white canvas and it would just be their butt cheeks and like handprints. And it was supposed to be like really sexy. And I just looked at it and I was there like, what the fuck is the guy gonna do with this now? You're just gonna hang that up, and then when someone comes around like, oh gosh, that's a bit provocative. And then they go, yeah, that's my girlfriend's arse cheeks.
That's something you'd see in like a fucking LA mansion, and the guy goes, yes, I find this so profound. Like, you know what I mean?
Or is that, that's actually Britney Spears' arse.
Yeah,
it's and you'd Britney's be like, oh, fair ass, enough, yeah. I get why you've got it or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Whereas, no, it's just Rachel from down the road.
Rachel from
she
Friends.
Works at Nisa Local. What's wrong with Nisa Local?
Nothing. I like Nisa Local.
I love Nisa Local. I used to have a Nisa Local, actually.
Yeah. I love a good corner shop. Love a little boss man.
You ever been like so friendly with a boss man you could take things and not pay for it and then promise to pay it back next time?
Nah, that is different. That's impressive.
I had a takeaway guy that was like that. Ooh. I used to roll up. This was in the very first place I lived with Calyx and a guy called Tobias. Yeah, Tobias Gaming, old school guy.
People know him.
Some people know him, but some people
Watch
might not
another
know
game.
Yeah. We used to have this spot. We lived on the Isle of Dogs just by Canary Wharf, and it was this kebab spot. I used to go down there, and he would only accept cash. That was the problem. And I used to always not have cash on me. So I would go and buy stuff, take it maybe two times. He would be like, don't worry about it, just pay me next time. I would turn up, I still wouldn't have cash. He would lend me like two, three times. And the next time I'll come in with like 15 quid, I'd be like, here you go, sorry about the wait. But he just trusted me. I was there like, you're a fucking legend.
I've never had that. I got it with a cleaner.
Oh, really?
With our boy, he'll just like, I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to cash me today. Or the cashier no broken, he'll just come and collect it.
Got you.
Yeah, no, never. That's true love right there.
And that's rare in London. I feel like that might happen out and about, but to have someone like that in London, these all get bumped all the time.
He just knew you were the boy.
Exactly.
All right.
I am the boy.
What you got for me?
What you want? You wanted the next thing that I got for you. One second here.
We got topics. We get topics when we run out of things to say, which is not often.
Oh, mate, our good friends have started a podcast.
Fucking hell, have we forgotten about that? Yes.
Absolutely.
Pitch Side by
Jamie Vardy and Marco Royce.
Yeah,
put together Pitch Side.
AKA Reeve and Theo. And the set looks fantastic.
It does. It looks amazing. It's like a locker. You guys, I don't want to spoil it too much. I want you guys to go look at it yourselves.
Yeah, the first episode's already out, and that is with Chris MD. And like Theo and Chris on a pod talking about football, you know there's going to be some horrendous takes. Reeve's coming in with the knowledge.
Yeah, Reeve will always come with logic-based arguments, right?
I can't wait to see what Chris says, though, because I remember Theo telling me, he's like, look, Messi's blanked 3-4 games in a row here, and he was coming in with that Ronaldo chat.
Bro, Theo is a loose cannon. This guy has some of the worst football takes you'll ever watch, but you got to go watch go and clown
that.
Have
let this boy is at the top of our FPL league. It's not good for us.
Mate, I know. All right, here's something that actually got sent in, right? And I think I've actually seen this before, but someone did send it in. It was a conspiracy theory they had. Okay, they said in the visible stars in the sky are said to be holes in the container that that we're in so that we can breathe.
Yo, that's not nice to think about.
Imagine that. The stars are actually just little holes poked in our container.
Can't be, though, because our star, the sun, does heat up our day, right? It gives... Oh, shit, don't do this to me, man.
Bro, it could just be someone shining a torch in.
And the sun, the sun's an imposter. Sun...
Fraud.
Yeah.
Sun's on fraud watch. Wow.
Shit, man. Stop. I'm going to have one of those moments where I can't figure out why I exist.
The existential crisis?
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Fuck. Yeah. Yo, what happened to the alien news? Chip, for real.
Bro. I saw something really good on Reddit today. It was like a little alien video from back in the day. Got 800K on YouTube, and it actually doesn't have that many dislikes. And it's meant to be alien footage, and it is of an alien that looks like the classic ones. I'll have to show it you. It looks good. But other than that, yeah, no fucking nothing.
No aliens.
Nothing yet. Well, is this what it's going to be for just year on year on year?
Yeah, just waffle.
We have to be close, though, because this year we've had all the talk, right?
You gassed me up, bro, in like June time.
I was gassed up, bro. I was ready, like...
They're just never going to do it, are they, man?
They will, they will.
They won't, bro. The whole world will literally collapse.
I hope they just come down and be like, yo, what's up, motherfuckers? We exist. And I hope they go, yep, Bible, Quran, all true. You all can be happy now.
Yes, everyone can live in unison.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And it turns out God is Bryce Hall.
Well, that would
be a bummer.
Would it?
I think it would be a bummer.
He's got. Big
I wouldn't
ass,
be too
so
excited
be
about it.
That. God got bunda.
What? Bryce Hall got bunda?
I think so. Or it might Does be Taylor he? Holder. I don't know.
Do you ever watch the Met Gala?
No, I don't really watch it. I like.
No, you don't watch
though.
It, but you see the outfits.
I see
from
the
it.
Outfits, yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
These all turn up just looking like a tower block.
How much did it cost to go? 30 grand.
30 G's.
Yo, we should go as the fellas.
Well, we need to sell some more merch to go, but yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, the Met Gala. Some of the stuff I saw. Was it Addison? No, was it Addison Rae? Addison Rae went.
Did she?
You know what I know is loads of people get onto these TikTokers, right? For no fucking reason.
All the time.
One thing I noticed about Addison Rae, Charli D'Amelio, Dixie D'Amelio, is people just hate on... Bro, they literally, they're walking through the street. Everyone in there is ill. What is that
really?
Outfit? And recently, the D'Amelios released a TV show right? And it's kind of like a Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I think I might have seen this on Amazon Prime.
It might be Amazon. I don't know what it is. I could be wrong there. I want to say it's Hulu, though.
I don't know. I feel like I've just seen that, though.
Yeah.
Is it called The D'Amelios?
I think it might be, yeah. I've seen some clips on TikTok going around. And it is probably, like, people don't realize it. It's one of the most depressing things I've ever seen. They've done this thing, and it's just an insight into their lives and what they get up to and stuff like that. And there was one particular clip, and I think it was Charli D'Amelio was asked to say something to camera to celebrate 30 years of... to celebrate something, but it was quite an important topic. Like, this isn't what it is, but it was like, just for example, it's climate change. It was something like that, okay? And to congratulate people. And there's just this video of her saying, oh, I've been, I think it was the New York Times, or someone asked her to do it, and she was going to be in this video with all these other A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
And it's just her there. I'm pretty sure she's just like crying, and she's saying, oh, I don't deserve to be in that video. People will get on to me. All I do is like dance on TikTok. I don't deserve to be in a video like that. And so I've declined to do it.
Really?
And I was there like, do you know what that is? That's all these fucking bellends, yep, in comment saying, oh my God, all you do is dance.
Yeah. She's been bullied into not wanting
into not doing all this cool shit because that's she crazy, feels like, man, she doesn't deserve it, right? And I was there like, do you know how fucking tapped people are to be commenting that on someone else's thing? And you know what's funny is people say all she does is dance. Okay, all she's done is dance, and she's still one of the most popular fucking people on this planet. Do you know how stupid you have to be to not realize
that? Same people be watching them dances, by the way.
You know, same people were there when she was on the come up. It's a classic case of, oh, we love Charli. And then when she makes it and she gets to a point where she is a genuine star, people go, she doesn't deserve that. Well, it doesn't matter who fucking deserves it and who doesn't deserve it. She's there for being popular. Yeah. And she should be in those videos. She should be doing whatever just because, she does it for dancing. Sure. There's loads of fucking famous people for being famous for no good fucking reason.
Yep, it's true.
And I was there. I was like, that is really sad that she's now got that in her brain that she doesn't deserve certain things, even though whether it be the New York Times or whoever approached her to do a really cool opportunity to be part of something with lots of other people. And she was there like, I don't deserve to do it because I've been programmed to think that I don't deserve it because all I do is dance on TikTok.
Yeah, but
that's fucking,
if
tapped,
the same people,
bro,
stopped like just like being so negative in the comments and shit and tried doing something with their lives, maybe they could,
it's pure jealousy.
Maybe
that's
go
what
on
is.
And maybe they could build up a little talent, work on a business. If you sit there in YouTube comments, you are fucking...
No, TikTok comments are worse, bro. Yeah. TikTok comments are way worse.
If you're saying something nice, constructive, yeah, we love that.
It's so weird.
If you sit there and just like say bad things, it is actually really strange.
It is weird.
Don't like, but the thing is, they don't consciously think, yo, I'm kind of weird doing this.
Yeah.
They enjoy it.
They get a thrill out of it. A thrill out of telling someone that they don't deserve something. And it's so funny to me that these people are there like, oh, just because you're big on TikTok, blah, blah, blah. You guys made them this big and now you're complaining that they're big.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking stupid you sound? And I watched it and I was just I was so infuriated with it because I was there like, bro, this is just sad as hell. And nobody, like, trust me, bro, if New York Times messaged me right now and they said, yo, do you want to do that video? Not that they ever would, but I'm just saying, theoretically, right now, I'm in it. I don't give a shit whether I deserve to be in it or not. I can promise you I deserve to be in it because New York Times fucking reached out to me and that's why I know I deserve to be fucking in it.
Yes, sir.
So
like that, like
it was just, bro, it was a really weird thing. And then I see it under Addison Rae stuff. Oh my God, what is she wearing? All this
good
stuff.
Roasting, doesn't she? Bro, she's like, been roasted recently for a film, but in fairness, the film was...
Even if the film is dog, what, like, okay, you could take a roasting for the... No, I didn't watch the film.
Yeah, you're allowed to take a roasting for a bad film.
Bro, JJ took a roasting for his film.
Did he actually? I can't remember.
Yeah, there's always an element, and there's always a set of people that go,
there is. In fairness, though, she is actually getting another movie because I think it's done well on the numbers.
It has. Didn't she sign a Netflix deal?
Yeah, it is a Netflix film anyway, but I think she's got another one.
Yeah.
Even though it's got, like, what, 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. I've watched it, and I won't lie, it is horrendous. It is, I will say, probably top three worst films of all time that I've ever seen. But it's her first ever film. She isn't an actor.
Yeah.
She's been given the opportunity to do a film. If I got the opportunity, I'd do the same shit, and I'm sure it'd be just as fucking bad.
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. A lot of time, it's not actually down to, like, Addison Rae is not the reason the film is dog water.
Oh, the script is fucking ass. Like, the actual screenplay, everything, the writing. Obviously,
that's what I mean. There's a lot more that goes into the film than just the lead actor.
And I'm sure when she does the second film, she'll probably be better. And that's all you can do.
And it'll be surrounded with a better production as well.
Yeah, yeah, because it'll have more bigger budget, you'd like to think.
Yeah, fuck it, bro. And at the end of the day, what everyone should be saying is collect your fucking bag. It's not your money.
True.
So why the fuck do you care? Like, if you spend £20 on it, then fine. You can go and do it. You pay your Netflix subscription, that's fine. You have so many other movies that you can watch from it. Who cares? Just literally comment and say, collect your bag. The money's coming from some rich guy at the top of the chain. It's not you. Who cares about what you were going to pay your Netflix subscription, whether Addison Rae had the film or not? Like,
exactly. Get your money up, not your funny up.
Yeah, it's weird. And people should be saying that about whatever. Like, fuck it, man. Young people being successful is sick. Instead of it just being rich old people that have had money passed down to them, it's nice. It's refreshing to see younger people with a bag.
Yeah, I mean, social media has done that. Back in our parents' days, they didn't have like that opportunity.
That opportunity was never there.
No, if you wanted to become rich, it was a hustle.
It really was, man.
It still is a hustle, but there wasn't no, like, you could blow up from social media.
No. Right? And now it's so accessible.
Yeah, now it's
everyone
just
can give it a go.
There could be a new star tomorrow, fucking left and
right. Well, there will be. Every day there's a new star. Yeah, every day there's, you know?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think there was a survey that went out that said, 10, 15 years ago, everyone wanted to be an astronaut or a footballer. Those were the two big things
jobs people, that kids wanted to be.
That
wanted to be.
And now the main thing is a YouTuber. That is literally top. Do you know how insane that is, Chip? The fact that people in school are like, the job I would like is to be a YouTuber. That's sick.
That is crazy. I mean, because considering we are, well, I don't really upload, but still there. Still counts.
Yeah. Wait, what counts?
Being a YouTuber.
Yeah, we're fucking YouTubers.
That's right, yeah. Well, you definitely are.
Oh, right. Okay. I see what you were saying. Yeah. Like, you're... Yeah.
We're getting there.
No, we upload all these videos to YouTube and we do the fellas mysteries and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely, man. But yeah, I just thought it was so weird that people just hating on people for doing well. Like, what a weird thing to hate. And it's certainly not bothering anyone.
I was just looking through the topic. Sorry, guys. I wasn't actually on my phone.
That's the thing. If the person was super polarizing, controversial opinions, all this sort of stuff, then I'll be like, okay, fine. You know, you can say you have a dislike for this person. But with like Addison Rae, Charlie D'Amelio, these people, they don't even say anything to dislike. They don't do anything.
They don't.
You're literally just bored and you're just a fucking loser if you're hating on people like that.
I heard it there from Carl Freezy himself on the Fellas
podcast.
They don't
do anything. You can be like, oh, I'm not into her TikTok. I'm not into her fucking TikToks. But I'm not going to comment and be like, this stinks. Anyway.
Could you imagine if we did that, bro? We just went around commenting on people's shit.
This
like,
stinks.
Oh, this is so bad. You're so clapped. Like,
bizarre.
Won't catch me doing that. Oh, it was so funny, guys. I was on Foothead the other day, and if you're not aware.
Foothead? What the hell's Foothead?
Foothead is a FIFA website where you can check on cards and stats and stuff for FIFA. And I was on Bruno Fernandes' cards, and I went back onto his FIFA 17 or 16 card when he was at Sporting. Man, I scrolled down, and one of the top comments was the burnt chip. Anyone? ? Saying that I looked like him on his card, and the big reply was, "Nah, this guy ain't that ugly." I was like, "Damn, bro!"
From 2017,
I was
scrolling
through some FIFA cards, and I've just literally out of nowhere find a roasting about
myself. You got caught in a crossfire. You got smoked for no good reason.
I was like, "Damn, I've taken an L." This is a great example. That is such a mad thing to say randomly on Foothead. Like, come on, it ain't even the YouTube comments. People are there to discuss FIFA stats.
And just Chippo's catching smoke on the FIFA forums. Yeah.
Alex will bring up the comment on the screen. I'll send him a screenshot.
That is fucking funny. Anyways, Chip, what we always do is...
My nose is on fire, man.
Some relationship advice. But before we do that... We got a question for the pod, right?
I thought we'd done this before, but carry on.
Okay, if an alien offered you a 1 week trip across the universe and back, with the catch being 15 years passes on Earth, Would you accept or reject it? Okay, we've done something similar,
yeah,
but it hasn't quite been this one. So we will do this one. And there might be some new viewers
out
there.
Well, I'd be 42 when I get back. I feel like that's still a decent age.
What, all just to offer you a 1 week trip across the universe?
Across the universe, bro. You'd be seeing shit that you didn't even know existed.
What if that was boring? What if it was just stars in like...
It ain't, though. If an alien has offered it, which means there's more of them.
Yeah.
And if, the universe like, is like just fucking nearly infinite or whatever, like you could see, oh damn, I don't even know. The thought of that is crazy.
If you said yes, I would say no. And I would be like, bro, can you vlog it, please? Just take some videos and shit. There's no need for both of us to do it.
And I come back and like, bro, you're 42 and I'm 27. Like, I would still possibly be mates with you. I would be a bit weird.
Nah, bro, I would be mates with you still. When you came back, I'd be like,
Yeah.
You're late for the podcast.
You would be a little bit too wise then. You'd be wise, man.
Would you not be wise? Okay, I got the question. Would you be 42 when you came back, or would you still be Chippo 1 week later, but you are just...
I'd be 27, bro. For you, I would be 27 years old. I'd come back looking like this.
Yeah, but I'm 42.
But I guess I'd be coming back with the most knowledge in the
world.
The planet
you'd be
Earth.
The most valuable man in the world.
Because you'd be coming back with like, shit, this is what's here and here.
Yeah.
Anyone going to believe you though? I guess they will when you come back and you're 27 and everyone else is now 42.
And you've also vlogged the whole thing.
Or people might be just like, nah, just wearing that Nivea, man.
Yeah, you've just been keeping that SPF on his skin. Wrinkles pay no attention.
Just vlogging it. Come back and you lot are on like iPhone fucking 25 and I've come back with this quality. People be like, nah, it's fake. Look at the quality.
Oh, that. Or like, you know how people always say, why are UFO pictures always so shit? Why are they always so grainy? Chip's coming back with what we consider grainy.
Can't even
grainy.
Plug my phone in because you lot don't use lightning adapters anymore. Yeah, I'd take that.
So you would do it. Yeah. I'll take that L.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it. Seriously, I don't think I would.
Oh, my missus would be well old.
Oh my God, yeah, you'd be poor. She'd be a cougar.
Yeah, she'd probably have another man.
Oh my God, she would. Oh, but would you be able to tell her and be like, yo, can you hold tight for 15 years? Although, would you? Okay, here's a question.
15 years.
Hold tight 15 years. Like, seriously, bro. Let's say she's like, yeah. But you're there like, yo, you know that she's going to need to pork, right? That's human nature.
But I'll allow that. I'll be like, look, it's understandable. That's the
you're letting her go out and just pork other
birds. That's your natural
birds.
Instinct.
Other guys.
That's your natural instinct. Cool. But just wait for me in the sense that wait for me. Because in 50 years, I'll come back with some knowledge, baby girl.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. I'll take us right to the top. We'll be writing books, okay? We'll be doing signings at WH Smith's. The world will be our oyster.
So you're calm with her going porking other dons?
If it means I get to go across the universe.
And with the chance that she's going to fall in love with some other guy. What if you come back and she's like, Chip, it's not
there
the same
no
more.
There ain't
I've
no,
got a family.
There ain't no other Chippo Crimes out there. She's going to struggle.
She's going to struggle to find better than Chippo Crimes.
Yeah. When I come back and I'm like, I've come back with the knowledge of...
What you have, but she doesn't give a shit about the knowledge of your alien shit, bro.
Well, I won't be telling her anything then.
You won't be getting to see my vlogs.
That would be interesting.
Wow.
Oh, I just come back with some alien shit, bro.
What if you find a look? You get a little holiday romance out on fucking
a little blue number.
Cranium 420.
What?
That's her username. Anyways, let's do some relationship advice here, Chip. Here we go. All right, first up, this is from a Felita.
Okay.
Shout out to this Felita. Her name is?
Her name is Jeremy. That's a blog. Jasmine.
Jasmine. My childhood sweetheart slid into the DMs. We caught up after 7 years apart and started to date. Forward 6 months, we plan our first holiday together and the bastard never showed up.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Donnie didn't turn up for the holiday, but it's either together.
They've been dating for 6 months. He completely ghosted me. No calls, no texts, nothing. Flaky as fuck. From speaking to my girls, it seems that everything he told me was a lie. I'm sick of being played by good guys. What can I do to make sure this...
I'm sick of being played by good guys.
In brackets, good guys.
Oh, okay.
So he's obviously come across as a good guy.
Yep.
What can I do to make sure this never happens again? P.S. Love your stuff.
Damn, well, I mean, I'm not sure, but like, that's a one-off, like, swear to God.
That's not normal.
Normal, like, booking a holiday in Adonis doesn't
I'm not going to lie, though. I feel like you must have missed some red flags there.
Yeah.
Like, no normal Donnie does that. That's not a normal thing. I feel like you really missed some red flags. You need to introduce these guys to your girlfriends and let them assess.
Yeah, because they'll be able to spot it.
Yeah.
A couple minds is better than one.
It, for sure. I mean, that's peak that you rocked up. I hope you still went on the holiday, though, and you had a fucking hot girl summer.
Yes.
And you and when you went out there, you took, like, hella sausages. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I'm talking, I hope you got, like, quad teams.
No, she probably took one of her mates.
Nah, bro, it sounds like she rocked up to the airport and he wasn't there. If you went home after that, you have held a big L there. If you went out there and you got triple teamed, then you're a fucking legend.
Wow, that's crazy. Rocking up to the airport, she just don't turn up.
That's mad. All right, we got a fella here. His name is?
Jameson.
Jameson said, yo, Young Kings, I have a dilemma. Love the GF, but the porking is subpar.
Ooh,
oh, no.
No.
When I'm doing the deed, I keep thinking of birds I would like to pork / exes. My girl is Premier League 10 out of 10, but kind of vanilla in the bedroom. Should I chat to her about it, or should I sack her off and pork girls that are not so good looking but good in bed? Appreciate the advice. Big fan of the pod. Love from Italia.
Sheesh.
That's bro, what do you think?
He should tell her.
But he should tell her. I agree.
See if he can improve her game.
100%. You need to tell her, yo, look. Oh, we need to do something that's not quite as vanilla.
Yeah, sir. I mean, she might be down for it, to be fair.
Yeah, no, definitely. Maybe she's just not making a move because she thinks, oh, maybe you're kind of vanilla, actually.
Ooh.
Have you ever thought about that? So you need to step up to the plate. One person in the relationship needs to take the first step. And once that happens, you're good to go, mate. And just tell her, yo, I bought these handcuffs. I bought this contraption.
Get a little BDSM, get yourself in that, whatever it is.
Yeah, get yourself a little bit kinky that way. But if she does, if things don't go your way, mate, sex is a very important part of a relationship. You can sack her off and go port the other ones if you want.
Amen to that.
We got another fella.
Yeah, his name is... you give a name. You give a name.
You want me to give the name? All right. This name is Joseph.
A lot of J's out today.
Yeah, there is. Hey, fellas, I'm in a bit of a pickle. So last weekend, I was at a party. It was a good party, and a few of my friends were there. But also, someone I had been talking to was there. I'd been talking to this girl for around 3 weeks to a month before the party, and she told me that she had called it off with this bloke she used to talk to. However, at this party, I found out that she was still talking to him and apparently didn't know how she felt, even though she kissed me a few times when we were there. She is actually considering sacking things off with me. I don't want to feel like just an option for her. So what do you lads think I should say to her? What do you reckon, bro? This guy doesn't want to be an option. What's the move, Chip? What's the move? Help Joseph out.
He tells her ain't an option. He says, look, I'm the goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a stallion. Mm. I am a steed. Okay?
I've got a foot long waiting for you.
Yeah, and you either ride me or someone else will. Right into the sunset.
Exactly. For real though, mate, roll up to her and say, look, personally, I don't like being an option. It's not what I'm looking for right now. So I don't want to be that guy. But if you don't want to make it work with me and make an exclusive with me, or like, you know, write the other Donnie off, then it's not going to work. I'm going to find myself a different cowgirl.
Yeah, I like that. He ain't an option. He ain't no hot chocolate.
He's the full vanilla latte.
Yes.
The pumpkin spice
he's
latte.
He's got caffeine. He makes you go.
He makes you shit yourself.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a partner? Someone that shits you, makes you shit yourself.
I shat myself 4 times a day.
Really? Yeah. Yep. Your asshole's moving nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyways, another let's go with this one. Got a fella. His name is Paul. Paul said, I split up with my girlfriend 8 months ago because I feel like it's too young to settle down, but want to get back and marry her when I'm 30. Is that possible? She said that I'm going to lose her forever, but I don't believe it. I'm 24, by the way. This guy wants to literally hit pause on a chick, and then when he's 30, get back with her. Because he wants to go and be just start porking loads of different birds.
No, it's not going to happen.
That's not how it works.
It,
you can't have your cake and eat it, fella. Look, that is an outrageous thing.
No, he's trying to have the cake and put it in the fridge, bro.
Bro, he's trying to put it in the fridge freezer, and keep it.
Put
there.
It in the freezer for fucking years.
Nah, bro, this ain't going to work. Bro, sack her off. And look, during your porking expeditions, you'll find someone else that you'll like. This girl ain't it. Trust me, I can tell by the way you're just chatting to her. Yeah, that's where we're at.
I agree.
Anyways, that is all we need. It's been a bit of a short one today, but guys, first of October, fellas, merch.
First of October.
Show love. Mm-hmm. Please show love, guys. We love you guys, and this is our first merch drop. And what's more important is, depending on the success of this, means that we can really take things to a new level, come out with cooler, crazier, whatever.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try and drop some absolute bangers.
Banger alert.
Some unique pieces.
Seriously, though. Yeah. Anyways, guys, from myself and Triple Crimes, tell them what they need to do.
Go over to Spotify, hit that follow button, Apple Podcasts as well, if you want to listen in work or wherever you are in the car. That's the best place to do it. Drop a 5-star review as well. And for Mysteries. Mysteries is now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Guys, we love you. Thank you. God bless. And we will see you next Monday.
Later.